This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We've been talking this week about escaping from emptiness in our lives. And we've been looking at this encounter that Jesus had with a woman who was coming to a well to draw water. And Jesus was there at the well. And he engaged her in conversation and discerned this emptiness and loneliness and meaninglessness in her life. And he started to talk to her about it. And he said, "You're thirsty, but I can give you living water. And if you drink that water, you won't be thirsty again. There's this deep inner need in your life, but you will not be able to meet that need in any other way." And he talked to her about what she had been doing, this string of relationships with men that she had been through when trying to meet her need for love in her life. But nothing had filled up that deep emptiness in her heart. And Jesus said, "You need living water from me." I want to read just another few verses from this passage again today, and that is verse 13 and 14 of John chapter 4. Jesus answered and said to the woman, "Everyone who drinks of this water," you can just see him gesturing at the well that they're at, "everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." Do you know that God's first focus in your life is a deep inner healing of the damage that sin has inflicted on your inner person? We focus a lot on God's purpose through you into the lives of other people, how he wants to work through your life as he builds his kingdom in this world. But before God can work through you and shine his life through your life, God needs to work in you. And that inner change begins when you put your faith in Jesus and what he did at the cross to provide forgiveness and a restoration of your relationship with God. When you do that, God adopts you into his family as his son or his daughter, and he places his wonderful Holy Spirit into your life to change you from the inside out. And he also uses his word, the Bible, to help you see the issues of life clearly. But he is at work in your heart, meeting you at your deepest point of need then. The barrier between you and him is removed. There's one ingredient, though, of this inner healing that you bring to the relationship, and that is your responsiveness to God. God will do it all in you as long as you respond to him when he speaks to you, when he convicts you of sin in your life or calls you to action, when he helps you to see what he's done for you, even at the cross of Jesus Christ. You have to respond to him. You have to turn to him as you would respond to any other person approaching you in life. Have you ever responded to God? How do you need to respond to him today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.